Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And hopefully a little bit of action tomorrow, Monday. Yes, I will be here with you on Memorial Day. We have to observe it wherever we're at. A lot of people are going to be observing Memorial Day tomorrow, Saturday, actually, at the state capitol. Remembering all of those who have given their lives for the freedom and democracy of this country as we are being shut down and our freedoms being removed from us. Rally at the Capitol, 11 o'clock. Be there. That's the best way to embrace Memorial Day. You can give a few hours for your freedom. Others gave all. You can give a few hours. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And of course, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should people who turn down good employment forfeit unemployment payments? It's going on out there. Yep. Good jobs available in the professions people want or have left. But they're making more money on unemployment. And the Democrats wanted it that way. The Democrats knew that they would make this whole reopening thing a whole lot harder if they did something like that. And of course, the city of Reno, very proud of themselves, because they're saying that they're making it easier with regulations for businesses to succeed. You want to make it easier for businesses to succeed in all this? Just let them open. Democrat-controlled states are the ones who are suffering right now. Florida, open up. DeSantis, wish we had him. Media calling him out, saying he is going to be seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of more deaths and an increase. Every 2 weeks, they said that. It's been 8 weeks since he opened up. Guess what? No issues. And Florida is succeeding. What does that tell you? It's about money. It's about money that the blue states want from the federal government to bail them out, basically. I don't know all the numbers. I don't know all the processes. So I turn to the man who does. And that's John Sarpolis of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.com. I'm sorry, NPRI.org. I always do that, John. John Sarpolis joining us right now. Hi, John.
What's an org or a com between friends?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's donations and keeping you going.
Correct.
So it's .org.
Correct. .org. Absolutely. .org.
John, what's your opinion of just basically what's happening right now?
Insanity.
Yeah.
I do not understand our governor's motivations. Trust us. Trust that people will do the right thing. We all want to do the right thing. We want to stay safe. We have a motivation. It's just like free enterprise. We're, you know, we want to stay healthy. We want to prosper. We want to live long. Let us go about that, and we will do that. I mean, it's just what we're all up to. Why are people putting masks on? We don't even know they work, but people are doing it.
I just had a study from, you know, or an op-ed from a neurosurgeon that said they are horrible for you. Take them off.
Exactly. So please, trust businesses to open up. No business is going to open up and do things unsafely. First of all, their customers will not accept that. They have to do things that people feel that the customer is going to feel safe. Trust that business people will do and maybe experiment, and those are good things to happen, to see, come up with new ideas, new ways to do things, ways to distance and set things up. I just read the paper this morning here in Vegas. They've blocked off some streets in the Art District and Fremont Street to put tables in the street so people can dine outside since it's supposedly healthier outside. That's great. Good job, government of Vegas, city of Vegas. Let's get some of that happening in other parts of this state.
That's hysterical because there are other places who are still banning outdoor dining. You can dine
Correct.
Inside where it's controlled, but outside dining, no.
Right, but then we're hearing over and over that it seems like the virus doesn't spread outdoors as easily as indoors. And why are people who are self-quarantining and staying home, why are their incidents higher than those that are getting out? So there's so much we don't know about that, and that's not my area. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about medical things. I do know about economies. I do understand that keeping our businesses closed and keeping us from earning and then paying taxes is hurting our state economy. Our state is based on sales tax, gaming tax, and some smaller business taxes. And people are not spending because they don't have the money to spend, they don't have the jobs, and they don't have the opportunity to spend. When you keep businesses closed, how are they going to spend in the first place? So we've got to open up. We've got to get ahead of this. We're already behind. We're so far behind is part of the problem.
John,
we're estimating we're $1 billion to $2 billion short on the next year, on the next budget.
Oh, easily. And the problem is we were behind before this ever even started. I mean, especially with the Nevada PERS program and look at the debt that even Reno was holding on to. Is this, can they get enough money if you've looked at this, $3 trillion plan that the Democrats are trying once again, that, Governor Newsom is holding on and waiting for to help bail these blue states out of bad deals from the past?
Well, I hope we don't go there. Why do we punish the states that have kept their responsibilities and balanced their budgets and funded their pension plans and made the tough decisions to convert from a defined benefit plan to a 401k defined contribution type plan? People who've done the right thing, and we're going to take from those and give to those that didn't, that's just not correct. It's not the American way. It's not fair. So we can fix our problems. Nevada does have some debt issues, but we're not that far gone. These are reversible, but it's going to take some tough decisions and pushing back against union control of some of the things in the legislature. And we're going to have some squawking because people will not be thrilled with change as they ever are. But this is doable. Our PERS system, this is the perfect moment to let's look at it and turn it into a defined contribution plan. And PERS is Public Employee Retirement System, for those that don't know the alphabet soup that we all speak around here.
So for the people pushing back, I mean, let's be honest, it's going to be state employees and people that pay into this and people who are going to be receiving it when they retire.
Correct.
John, when the president declared a state of emergency, did that not allow governors and others who basically sign these contracts to take a look at them and with this emergency change or adapt them in different ways?
A lot of these were opened up. A lot of them have loopholes in there. For instance, collective bargaining was just passed for our state government employees in the last cycle. One of the things that was added last minute, and it's a good thing that was added, is that the governor can take a look at the contract if it was necessary, and it will be necessary. We estimated the unionization of our state workers, the 21,000 plus, would eventually, within 5-6 years, cost the state an additional $300 to $500 million more, which is an estimate based on other states where that's happened. So now it's the perfect moment for Sysolect to look at that contract and say, nope, can't do that. Or
well, and I know you're speaking, you know, for the state and for, you know, especially Southern Nevada, but Hillary Sheevy can do it too.
Yep.
But the point is,
all of
will
these contracts
they?
Can be looked at. And a lot of these contracts come due. June is a big union contract renegotiation period. And what I would really like to push for is a very simple thing. Let's do this differently. Let's have open contract negotiations, just like everything else in our state is supposed to be open record, open books. Yeah. Why cannot the collective bargaining negotiations of government employees be open to the public to hear what's going on?
Because taxpayers would be throwing a fit.
They would. And isn't this the moment that they should be throwing a fit about it and demanding that that happen so they can see where the money's going or what's, you know, what's really being said and who's looking out for who and who's number one in this? What of all the people in this state that are unemployed right now who have trouble even getting their unemployment check? And then they're going to negotiate in secret for the union members because they have power and clout? It's not right.
It's not. John, can you stay on the line for, I want to carry you all the way to 11:30, but I got to take a quick break and start thinking as we come back, start thinking about this special session that might be called. We'll be back with John Sarpolis, who is the director of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. You can find out great information at npri.org. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991FMTalk.com if you'd like to send me a quick email this morning, or talk and text line 884-9910. That text and talk line is kind of tied up right now with John Sarpolis, our guest from NPRI.org. That's the Nevada Policy Research Institute, as we continue on our conversation about getting out of the hole that our elected representatives have dug us into, not just now. This is not because of COVID-19. We started out in a tad bit of a hole. I have to share with you, John. Yesterday, we had the poll question of how would you like to see, you know, fiscal responsibility taken, and what would you like to see happen before we get any new state taxes? And I suggested selling those new planes that were just purchased because, you know, not only the new planes, but they're having to enlarge the hangar. And people had some really good ideas about saving some money for this state.
I like that one. I hadn't thought about that one. I got to get my guys thinking along that line. That's a good one. That's a
well,
really
you know,
good one.
Hey, planes were built to last. And so do the math. That's what you guys do. $200,000 a year in maintenance for the plane that we had that was, you know, not that old in plane years,
right,
to two new ones that NDOT is using. It's craziness. But John, let's go back to the possibility, because I've heard this for over a year now, that there will be a state income tax. And it's looking even more like a possibility if Sysolak draws on a special session. That could be the first vote of two needed to put it on the ballot.
Let's hope it doesn't go there. It's possible, yeah. They do need to. Thank goodness the Constitution has to have two votes and then put it before the people. Let's just look at things that can be done to cut back some of the excesses, get things more in line in competitive bidding. There's so many areas to straighten things out, little things. Obviously, we mentioned PERS earlier. We could straighten that out, save money there. We could take a look at prevailing wage mandates. We could save a lot of money long-term there. lots of things built into union contracts that add to our costs. And just simple things like making it easier to start a business. Let's also think about the growth we can have here. We are a state without an income tax, and that's one of the reasons people come here, one of the reasons businesses locate here. So let's not kill the goose that laid the golden egg, and let's not become an income tax state. So let's look at how do we lower some costs even further to business, deregulate. For instance, there's a massage therapists have a $300 license. But then to get the license, you have to take a test, and there's a $200 test fee that no one ever talks about. So become a licensed massage therapist, you've got to spend $500, not the $300 that they advertise. These little hidden things, our LLC cost has gone up. It's $500 to start an LLC here. We need to free up our people to up their earnings. And let's not think about that income tax. I know they would love it because it just gives government more revenue and more money.
But well, I was going to say,
why are states like Florida and Texas successful without an income tax? It's because people are growing the state. The state economies are growing and they're managed well. It's about managing what we've got.
Isn't that the mentality, though, of elected representatives? Is just all I've seen is tax, increase, fee, just more and more revenue. And that revenue that comes in is not being spent wisely. I mean, besides the state income tax, the other possibility is just, and I think it's a given, I don't think that they've already changed all of this paperwork that says, you know, odometer readings. I think that we're going to get that mileage tax.
I would tend to think that they will definitely go after that. I'm sure they'll look for sales tax increases, changes in the property tax system. Definitely go after the commerce tax. They're going to go after business. Oh, business can afford it. Business can't afford it right now. They're going to try every possibility for more revenue. But first of all, thank goodness for Nevada policy. We will be out there explaining it and explaining and explaining it, how this is going to hurt this group, that group. And when you hurt one, you hurt all, because that's how our system works. We've got to do something about changing the mindset. Why do we follow the lead of California? Why don't we follow the lead of Texas? Why don't we follow the lead of
some of our Western neighbors? Because we were taken over by Democrats.
Well, we have been. And it's time for the people to revolt, to push back, to vote, to speak up, to rally. You've got a rally this weekend. Let's get people to the rally. Let's get people activated. Please write a letter to your editor. People think, oh, that doesn't do much. You have no idea what that does. You plant seeds in people's minds. Please just start speaking up, complaining. Call your state assembly person. Let them know what you think. When they get three phone calls, they get flummoxed because they're not used to people speaking up. Let them hear from you.
That is true. But, John, how do we get, I mean, because the state of emergency was put into place months ago. So how do we get the non-acting Hillary Sheeves and Steve Sisolak's of Nevada doing something with collective bargaining and the contracts that are already in place and save this state and the taxpayers' money?
Pressure them. Pressure them, pressure them. Email them, write them, call them. Let them know you're thinking about it. Like I said, it doesn't take a lot of pressure for them to think twice. This is the only leverage we have because they are in control, and they do have the friends of the unions, and they do tend to dominate the system. But you have a voice. They haven't taken that yet from you. They're working on it, but they haven't. So please fight, speak up, demand. Let them know you're out there, and let them know that you're hurting. Let them know how this has affected you and how any of these changes will affect you further. How is it fair to tax people more when the government forced them not to work, and then when they start to work, they're going to take more away? Did they Did they lay off anyone in state government? Where's the non-essential government layoffs? We've got you're in a non-essential business. First of all, there's no business that's non-essential. In capitalism, anything that someone's willing to pay for that's legal is of value to someone. That's how it works.
I only see politicians and
value.
I only see politicians and a lot of government workers as non-essential. You know,
I agree, they're non-essential. I mean, so let's make them cut. Let's make them understand that they need to sacrifice because we're all sacrificing.
All right, John, I've got to wrap this up, but I want you to leave people on a positive note because we do have to remain positive in all this.
Correct.
And what they can do to make a difference.
The positive note is the budget has to get cut. This is the moment when we can get less government. Speak up. Please call, email, write your assembly person, your state senator, your local, if you're in a town, a township, whatever government, county that you're under, whatever government levels you're under, contact each and every one of them that represents you and let them know what you think.
And more people have free time on their hands right now because they're not working, so might as well do something with it, John.
Perfect.
John Sarpolis, make sure you follow npri.org for all of the great financial information here in Nevada and how we will be fiscally responsible. John, thank you so much for joining me. And I want to talk to you again soon about the education system and, wow, homeschooling. That might be actually saving us some money, maybe?
There's a lot to be done there and a lot
there
of money to be saved.
All right. You plan that for next week. John Sarpolis of NPRI, thank you so much for being here. Let's take a quick Fox News update break, and we'll be back with more of your comments, including one from the husband of a healthcare worker right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Monica J here. So glad you're here with me. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991 FM Talk is my email. Comes directly to me. I try to answer everything I can. Boy, I've been getting completely swamped. A lot of people taking control of their voice and getting it out now. And I am so happy to be a part of that and be a help with that. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should people who turn down employment forfeit unemployment payments? How are we going to get around this sham that the Democrats put together in this relief bill and give people more than what they actually make? How are we going to get these people back to work? I mean, there are some, a lot of people who are just good citizens and they want to work. It drives them crazy not to work. But we all know that there are a lot of lazy, selfish people out there that are more than happy to sit on their butts and collect a check. And you know who you are. None of my listeners. It's the Monica J. Show. Let's get to this. I love getting your emails, and this one is so important. This is from the husband of a health worker. I know his name. I have his email, so I do not believe that it's one of those anonymous, you know, just saying things as they go. Monica, my wife works for the largest healthcare provider in Reno at an outpatient facility. She is required to wear a mask 10 hours a day. Every day, she comes home with a headache. At times, she feels her heart racing and heaviness in her chest. However, the doctors only wear a mask when interacting with patients. Maybe 10 minutes. And then take the mask off when they're in their office. I believe that we will see healthcare workers getting very sick in the near future for being forced to work under these types of conditions. Well, husband of healthcare worker, we will see healthcare workers getting sick. We will see restaurateurs getting sick. We will be seeing store workers getting sick, warehouse workers getting sick. Because that is what happens when your body is not getting the fresh oxygen that it needs while expelling toxins. Many experts have said that the only people who should be wearing a mask and an N95 mask, because all that other garbage is just garbage, it does not protect you from the microscopic virus. You inhale it in all kinds of ways, through the fibers, through the sides that aren't pushed against your skin, and you're not breathing out the toxins. So thank you so much for sending me that. Another quick email here. What's the name of that neurosurgeon you were talking about? Let me bring that back up. I have to get into, what am I getting into? I am getting into my reading list, because I saved this because I knew people would question me on it and want to verify it for themselves, which I am so happy to do. Because trust, well, there's this thing about trust. If you blindly trust and put your faith in what you hear, then there's serious issue with that. Because you could be taken for a ride. So I like to listen and read different things, and then I put them all together to make my decisions. Dr. Russell Blaylock. Dr. Russell Blaylock is the doctor. And if you would like to research the story, I also got it from The Blaze from May 15th. Just one of the many sources that I use for information that I bring to you. So thank you. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. That's also our talk and text line. And check in with Jane this morning, because poor Jane has been calling for probably close to 2 hours now. And every time she calls, I wind up with something else that I'm in the middle of doing. So, Jane, thank you so much for calling the show. What's on your mind, girl?
Hi, Monica.
Hey, sweetheart. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to make the comment and see if you heard of our constitutional writer, Thomas Jefferson's quote when he said, I may not get it exact, but it was like he would rather live in a dangerous freedom than a peaceful slavery. And I just wonder why none of the news media is coming up and helping Trump on, you know, how he's talking about the Democrats being, socialist party. And they are, Monica. If you read the books that's put out on socialism, like gun control, health care control, education control, and, you know, creating an economy of poverty, people in poverty, other words, enslavement, you know, and just, you know, taking everything they have and controlling them. And to me, that's what's going on right now, you know, and it scares me because, you know, I'm an older person. I've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And, our military just, you know, coming out with Memorial Day, they should remember all those young men that went over in World War I and World War II and died fighting that stuff. And I think the Democrat Party and the people that are Democrats, the way I'm looking at it, my opinion, they might as well put on the brown shirts and start saluting, they're doing the Heil Hitler and start doing the goose steps, because to me, that's what it is. True. I mean, I'm serious. That's what I really, that's my true opinion.
No, Jane, I'm totally there with you, but you have to take that a step further. And that's why I've said for a number of years that we are already a communist, or we are already a socialist country because of what everything our government, our huge, way too big government controls over us, from city, county, state, all the way to the feds. What they are pushing now is to make us a full-fledged communist country. So the socialism, it's already there. And people like Newsom and Pelosi, oh, wait, that's the same family. But the AOCs of the world, and this is why they bring in the young people. Like, why did CNN put Greta Thunberg on their COVID panel? You know, what other degrees does she have besides climate change and all this other garbage? It's because she speaks to the school kids. And that's where you have to get them, is in the elementary and the K through 12 education, because they've already got the universities locked down. It's the K through 12 education that they're the ones that are going to be running all of this as communists. And people laugh at us, but it's like, if they can't see it going on around us, then they've already fallen. They've fallen to the ways of government taking care of them. So, Jane, thank you so much for being persistent and getting those calls in. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your thoughts as well. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. You wanted to make a comment on masks?
You know what? At first, I was thinking like you're kind of wacko, like going against masks. But lately, you know what? I'm kind of like agreeing with you, the fact that like our systems, like, you know, we put a mask on, we make it worse. So maybe mm-hmm. you're kind of right, just like with the mileage tax and the state income tax, you know, like maybe, you know, just like what Bill Maher said on A&E, the fact that our antibiotics, you know, are the antibodies in there, if we don't have, you know, breathe, then, you know, we make it more a toxic body.
Yeah, it's getting worse, Ryan, because we should be accepting that herd mentality, because 80% of those who have gotten critically ill and have passed have been over 80 years old, over 70 years old. The frail, the people with underlying conditions. We should have been protecting them from the start, just like we do with any other flu season. If you look at the true numbers, and there are people who are trying to track them, don't follow the WHO. Don't follow CDC. Don't follow Dr. Fauci. Go out and find these numbers for yourself, because the hypocrisy and what we're going to see this become is just another plastic bag thing. You know, they banned plastic bags. The reusable bags were getting gross and germs, and people weren't taking care of them. So now they're banning reusable bags. It's just ridiculous. We're going to look back at this, Ryan, and think, how did I fall into that trap? It's all fear.
And then I think we need to see some, I think we need to get some studies out of this, to help the people get educated and say, well, here's the states with masks, without masks. And then one more thing is, like, they try and pass the state income and mileage tax. Can't we, like, somehow, like, try and sue them, because they have to get it to the people as well through the legislature or the two-thirds vote?
Well, the mileage tax, no, because that's, you know, that's why we have elected representatives, to make these bonehead decisions. The state income tax, all you have to do is have two votes of the state legislature, okay? Governor Sisolak is going to oversee a special session, more than likely, where they are going to vote on that. There's one vote. And then when the regular session comes back, unless we completely turn it red and get out and vote Republican, sorry about all the libertarians and independents and Green Party out there. It has to be voted in Republican. There's your second vote.
Okay.
So on the next term, when it goes back to the ballot, we could see this on the ballot as soon as 2022.
So basically, we need to get people educated and say, here's one of the consequences if you vote someone in like Sisolak or Democrats in the supermajority. Here's one of the consequences that we could have a state income tax falling over in our 150, 160 year of a state of having no income tax. Now we can, you know, one of the reasons we're friendly like Florida and Texas is that we have no state income tax. In about 3 to 5 years, we can be like California. We got to start educating people. This is the consequence of your vote. You vote someone like Governor Dummy in the office, like in the Democrats, in the supermajority, here's the consequence. You get state income taxes.
And even as a vote of the people, you have to remember Clark County and the way Washoe County has gone, it is a real possibility. So,
yeah, and I didn't think about that when I moved here 35 years ago. I didn't think that was going to happen like almost 30, 35 years ago when I moved here.
Yeah, me too. So, Ryan,
okay,
just
Monica.
Educate
Welcome.
Educate I'm as many to. People as you can. This
I'm going to.
Thank you. Because you know what? Even the Democrats here are very leery now of the person that they voted for. We need to reach those people who, by frustration, thinking, oh, I don't like either of these choices. You need to wake up. And when November rolls around, you need to make the right choices. Literally. Or this is, forget the name Nevada. Just call us California and move the border, because that's all it's going to be. And like everything else, it's not going to stop. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Usually at this time of day, as I'm wrapping up the show, we block the phone lines and I either pontificate or I lecture you. But we have to take one more very special phone call because, well, this is the next generation. This is our future. And I'm thoroughly depressed because I haven't gotten to spend any time with this young lady since January of this year. And I'm totally jonesing to take her out and play mini golf or something. But it's my little sister through Big Brothers Big Sisters, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
So, Vanessa, what do you think about not going to school? Would you rather be homeschooled and go through what you're going now, or do you actually want to be back in the classroom with your friends?
I want to go back to school.
Has this been frustrating?
Yeah.
So have you been, people are saying this is like, you know, extended summer vacation for kids. I don't think that's true, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Have you gotten to do anything fun during this time that you've kind of been locked up?
Mm-mm. I mean, I did get to go to my friends once, but that's about it.
Have you been doing any online learning?
No.
No? So there you have it. Kids want to go back to school. Are you worried about catching a virus?
No, not really.
Honesty. That's why we look to the kids, because they're honest. They don't put up with all this political BS. Vanessa, I miss you, and I tell you, we're going to have to spend an entire day together, maybe an entire weekend, so we can get back together and get going on our fun stuff and our projects.
I'm definitely okay with that.
All right. Well, you get back to that new little kitten that you're taking care of, and I shall talk to you real soon. Thanks, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. You think this is just affecting us? No. It's affecting the kids. And they're learning by example. They're seeing how adults react to all this BS and how you are just accepting it and teaching them a different way. You should be teaching your child or your nieces or your nephew or your grandkids to do their research and to make sure that they understand that it is not the government's responsibility or even their authority to shut you down and make you conform to what they want. That's what kids should be learning right now. Take off your damn face masks. It's the Monica Jay Show. I love you, and I wouldn't say anything that wasn't in your best interest. I'll talk to you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah!